This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Chelsea, let's talk a little NFL because OTAs are taking place around the league this week, which always cracks me up because there's so much attention on OTAs. Have you ever heard anyone say, God, I cannot wait for OTAs? Did you know OTAs start today? If you had any of your Titans fans say, Chelsea, OTAs are starting this week.
No.
Whatever. No.
Literally no one says that.
Nobody ever says that. But it is the NFL, and there are some intriguing storylines, particularly when it comes to the Arizona Cardinals. They start their organized team activities on Monday. They are 3-1 to win the NFC West. Win total set at 9.5 at BetMGM. Kyler Murray, quarterback for the Cards, will not be there because he is waiting on a contract extension from the team. Arizona picked up his fifth-year option. But Kyler, he's gone up and down during the postseason. One minute he's unhappy. He's erasing his Instagram of any sort of mention of the Cardinals. And then he says, oh, it's the media. Now he's back. He wants an extension similar to what Josh Allen got in Buffalo, which is 6 years, around $43 million a season. I don't think he's worth that. The problem is that there's not a whole lot of options when it comes to quarterbacks in the NFL. He's certainly one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, but the Cardinals, I don't think, have a lot of choice here.
Yeah, because look at the market for quarterbacks across the NFL. Even Mitch Trubisky is getting a job, and he is absolutely terrible. Kyler Murray, we've got to remember, was an MVP candidate halfway through the season for the Cardinals. And then DeAndre Hopkins went down, and I think that's the bigger story. Isn't DeAndre Hopkins facing a suspension for violating the drug policy? That is a huge problem. And I know the Cardinals went and got Hollywood Brown, which is a nice pickup, but I don't think he's on the level of, you know, that I would put on DeAndre Hopkins, especially since Kyler Murray already has chemistry with DeAndre Hopkins. Remember, he famously said, I'm going to throw it. You know, he's down there somewhere. DeAndre down there somewhere. So I'm going to throw it to him. So I think that is the bigger storyline here. How will Kyler Murray fare without his favorite target? Because we saw it last year, and he didn't fare well.
Well, the reason why the Cardinals went and got Hollywood Brown is that Hollywood Brown and Kyler Murray are boys from back at Oklahoma. They played together in Norman, so they know each other. They're tight, but he's certainly, Hollywood Brown, he's not on the level of DeAndre Hopkins. And when you take into consideration that you've got Cliff Kingsbury running that show, who falters every single year, doesn't matter if it's Texas Tech, doesn't matter if it's Arizona, he starts off hot and then fades down the stretch.
San Francisco, plus 190 to win the NFC West, plus 1400 to win the Super Bowl, total of 9.5 wins. Jimmy Garoppolo, I think here's the headline. Jimmy G is still on the Niners roster. All offseason long, we've been hearing about, oh, Jimmy G's going to be traded. Jimmy G's going to be gone. It's going to be Trey Lance that's the starter in San Francisco. But he's had off-season shoulder surgery that maybe has hurt his trade value. Jinx, are you willing to back a team that has probably a rookie quarterback starting that has the second best odds to win the NFC West? Do you think these odds are correct?
I guess Vegas is usually spot on, but I wouldn't touch the Niners this year. I love their team, but I'm not sold on Trey Lance yet. We haven't seen enough of him. San Francisco must really love Trey Lance. And I know we saw him in spots last year. I get that he's a second-year player. He has some experience, whatever. He's essentially a rookie quarterback. And I don't think Jimmy G is being respected enough for what he's done for this team. Now, I understand he is not a top echelon quarterback, but this is a guy who has led San Francisco to the NFC Championship game in two of the last 3 years. And Chelsea, last year, he did it with a bum shoulder, a torn up thumb. He went to Dallas and got a win. He went to Lambeau Field and got a win. So the idea that they'll just plug and play, and Trey Lance, who has hardly any experience as a starter in the NFL, will get in there and lead the Niners back that far, I just don't buy it.
Well, let's rewind a bit, because remember Jimmy G? He was a game manager, but he threw several picks in those games. Didn't he have a couple interceptions in that game against the Packers at Lambeau? So it's not like he was having these banner games in which he was just blowing the cover, off of these teams and really lighting up the scoreboard. So I think the case for backing the Niners here is these odds are so good because the team around him is still going to be very good. You look at the Niners' pass rush, one of the best defenses in the NFL. You look at Deebo Samuel. He doesn't need a whole lot of people around him to make his talents go to work. You know, obviously he needs a quarterback to throw to him, but they also used him as a running back sometimes. So you look at the team around, whoever is a quarterback for the Niners, it's still going to be a good team.
It's going to be a good team. I don't doubt that whatsoever. But also when you talk about Jimmy G not getting it done in the playoffs, didn't he play that game at Lambeau in like awful conditions? Wasn't yes. Aaron Rodgers just even worse in that game? So I'm not a Jimmy G defender. So I'm not going to sit here and talk and pontificate about how great Jimmy G is. But he is a solid quarterback in the National Football League. He is a guy who can get you wins, particularly when he's surrounded by the team that he has had around him. I'm curious as to San Francisco's thought process here. And at some point, look, they drafted Trey Lance to be that guy. And certainly his ceiling is higher than Jimmy G's. There's no question about that. And maybe in a couple years, maybe 2 or 3 years, we're talking about Trey Lance and all the talent that he displayed at North Dakota State and how it finally translated to the NFL. I think that's probably the right play for San Francisco. I just don't think this is going to be the year. I don't think Trey Lance has enough experience yet for me to put any money on San Francisco and say, oh, this is a team that's going to win the division with the defending Super Bowl champs, or much less win the Super Bowl.
Well, also, you're looking at the division around them, because you're not just betting on the Niners. You're betting on the other teams to not win the division. So looking at the Rams right now, they are the favorites to win the NFC West over a BetMGM plus 140, followed by the Niners at plus 190, Cardinals plus 300, and the Seahawks are plus 1,000 to win the division, which probably isn't long enough odds for a team that is definitely rebuilding after losing Russell Wilson. So if you don't like the Niners, who do you like?
I guess it's the Rams. You know, I know they lost Von Miller, but they signed Bobby Wagner, which I love. They brought in Allen Robinson, who is another fantastic weapon for Matt Stafford. The question for me is, will the Rams be motivated? That's always a question when you talk about teams who win it all. But when you look at that division top to bottom, forget about the Seahawks. They're garbage. I don't trust the Niners because of Trey Lance, and I don't think that he has the experience yet. And the Cardinals, you know about not trusting a team. I trust the Arizona Cardinals less than any team in the NFL, and I'm not quite so sure they're not going to disappoint us all, because we talked about DeAndre Hopkins being out, going to be suspended because of violating the NFL's drug policy. Kyler Murray is disgruntled, and Cliff Kingsbury every single year drops off at the end of the season. Doesn't matter if he's coaching in college. Doesn't matter if he's coaching in the pros. So almost by default, I think you have to go with the Rams if you're going to bet that division.
The case against the Rams, though, is when you win the Super Bowl, your schedule is going to be stacked, because usually the good teams in the NFL get the toughest of matchups. And going into next season, guess who has the toughest schedule in the NFL? It would be the LA Rams. So that's the case against the LA Rams in winning the NFC West.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.